Thank you for that. Got lost up here listening to that. To the family, to the friends, to the church, first of all, I'm honored to have been asked to do this service. When we got the news last week, we were in D.C., and like many of you, when you got the news, our hearts just sunk. We stopped. And I thought to myself, she's at home. So welcome to the homegoing service of Martha Johnson. As I was thinking, it's hard to do this one right. Because if you knew Martha, you had to make sure things were right. Because that's just who Martha was. She wanted things to be done right. And you had to get things right. And please forgive me for not having on blue, but I got some kind of blue on. So I'm sorry for that. I know she would want me to say something to Inez, Anisha, Michelle, Laura. Did I get all four of you? And Rochella. There is a kinship here. There is a kinship. To the family, we're going to see her again. We're going to see Grandma again. We're going to see Mama again. We're going to see Auntie again. Because that's just what the Bible teaches. And she believed it. And we thank God for that. A few weeks ago, we were told that Miss Martha was in the hospital. And they told us that she was in the intensive care. So my wife and I, we went up to the hospital. And we went to the front desk. And the front desk sent us upstairs to the ICU ward. And they wasn't going to let us in there because COVID. But we got by, pulled off some credentials. And we got into the ICU ward. And we started walking through the ICU ward. And we walked up to the room where they said that she was. My wife and I did. And Martha Johnson was in a room that had two glass doors. And I walked up to the room, and I looked in the room, and I looked at the dear lady that was laying on the bed, and it was Martha Johnson. Sung Soo walked up there, and she looked in. She says, "That's not our Martha Johnson." It was a white lady laying on the bed. So we turned around. We went to the person there at the counter there in the ICU ward. And we said, my wife said, "That's not our Martha Johnson. We're looking for Martha Johnson. Martha Johnson should be up here. Can you tell us where Miss Martha Johnson is?" And he got on the computer and he looked and he said, "She's still in the emergency room." So he said, "You can go down to the emergency room," but we got down there, and when we got to the desk, the guy at the desk said, "Only one person can go back there. She's in hallway 4. So I said, "I'll go back there," because I had to see Miss Martha. So I walked through the hallway, went past the first hallway, the second hallway, the third hallway. They were completely packed. And I walked by a partition, and I looked past the partition, and I looked in the bed, and she saw me. As soon as she saw me, And I saw her. It was on. We just smiled and laughed. And you know what? And I've heard a few people say this to me throughout my years. She said, God is good. They didn't have a room for her. She was in the hallway. And you know what? She was smiling and laughing. Calm down, Miss Martha. I said, she said, God is good. And you know what? That's who she was. So at this homegoing service, I'm going to try to do this right for you. But to God be the glory. If you have your Bibles, turn your Bibles to the book of Joshua, chapter number 24. Joshua, chapter number 24. And I know she wouldn't want me to be long, so I won't be long today, because she was just like, no, you can't be long. I don't want her being mad at me. Joshua chapter number 24, verse number 14. The Bible says, now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the God of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for this homegoing service. God, thank you for the fact, God, that we have a Bible that teaches us. God, that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Father, I'm so grateful to know that one day I'll see her again. And I don't want to sound selfish up here, because many in here could say that also. But God, we're going to see her again, and we thank you for that. So Father, as we look into your word, God, as we talk about Martha's testimony, I pray that you guide and direct my thoughts. I pray, Father, that you would open hearts, Father, for those that don't know you as their Savior. God, I pray, God, that this would be a day that they would come to know you as their Savior. We pray for some victories. So God bless as we open your word and look into it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Here we have Joshua's charge to the children of Israel. This charge is what, when we hear it preached often, is a charge that's usually put on a man in a home. Normally when we hear men preaching on this subject, or someone preaching on this subject, they're normally directing this, we will serve the Lord, at men. But I'm here to tell you today that here's a lady that took that mantle upon herself. And many years ago, she said this: as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Starting on the bus, just like us and many others in here, just like me and many others in here, starting on the bus over 40 years ago, Martha had a testimony that was superb. She influenced people like Billy Smith, Robert Mickey, Anthony Wright, Dave Olson, Don Whitaker, myself, and many, many others. And she had this testimony, and many of us in here know it, that she wanted her kids to serve the Lord. I remember when the girls were real small, and we would go over there. Martha would get her kids up, and she would get them ready for church. Not too many Sundays when you went by her house were those girls not dressed to a T. They couldn't go out of the house anyway, but right. You say, what happened? What was going on in her heart and in her life? Somewhere in her heart and life, she said this, we will serve the Lord. And it's evident. So for a few minutes, I'm going to look at what happened. And I'm going to take my text from, or my thoughts from verse number 14. First of all, I would say that Martha feared the Lord. God was real to her. God was real to her. She worshiped the Lord. She wanted her kids to worship the Lord. It wasn't a game with her. She grew in her faith. You said that in 1953, she trusted Jesus as her personal Savior. And even when things were hard, you know what she did? She grew in her faith. But this is what none of us know of her to have done. She never mocked God. She never mocked God. Church was real. Her family was real. Her love for the Lord was real. It wasn't a joke to her. It was something that was real in her heart. If there's one thing all of us can say about her, is she knew Jesus. Jesus was real to her. She loved the Lord, and she wanted her kids to love the Lord. Amen. She didn't mock the Lord. She put God number one. And then, number two, she served him. She got active in the ministry. I have a picture of Martha on Mount Baldy in Michigan City. Now, if you know what Mount Baldy is, it's a big sand dune in Michigan City. Now, picture Miss Martha climbing that mountain. But she was up there because there was an activity. There was an activity. She got active here at the church. And I don't mean to hurt anybody's feeling by saying this. And I thought about this. But here was a single mom. A single mom with some girls in her home who did not make excuses. You know what she said? She said, I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to serve the Lord. What a testimony. And she loved serving along the members, with the members here at this church. I called Martha the president. Especially the last few years, you know, she couldn't do as much. And she would sit back there in the corner. And you had to take a number to get to her before the service. You had to take a number. Seriously, there's line people. Everybody knows I'm telling the truth. Who did not want to talk to Miss Martha, especially when she came back to church? You had to talk to her. Or she was going to say, you didn't talk to me. And sometimes I would come into the service and I would squeeze by the lineup. And I would go over there and sit down, and she would sit in the service, and she would just look up at me. And you knew what that meant. You better get down here and speak to me. She loved the jollies. Miss Martha loved serving the Lord. And again, as I was thinking about this, it's hard to do this justice, but to God be the glory for the things he has done. As I stand up here and speak, I'm so glad that I've got to know a single mom raising some kids for the Lord, loving Jesus. Number three, she put away the things of her past. And through the years, we saw her grow. Listen to what the Bible says. The Bible says, now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and truth. She did that. and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt. She didn't go back to Egypt. As hard as it got for her, guess what she never did? She never went back to Egypt. Whatever happened in her past, and she talked to me a little bit about it. Whatever happened in her past, you know what she wouldn't do? She wouldn't go back to it. Was it hard for a single mom raising some girls? Absolutely. But you know what she did? She said, I'm going to go forward. I'm going to press toward the mark. Now, who in here knows of her to not have done that? And I'm saying that's a testimony. That's a testimony. Bus captains, use her testimony. When you're talking to someone that's having a hard time, talk about Miss Martha, who had a hard time, but you know what she did? She says, I'm going to go forward. I'm going to live for the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It wasn't easy. She had struggles. I'm not trying to make something out of nothing. She had struggles. She had cares. Of course she did. But when Jesus is on your side, and you're picking him up, and you're looking unto the hills from which cometh your help, was she not doing that? Oh, let me tell you something. When the saints go marching in, I want to be standing in that number. I want to be standing in that number. Met a lot of important people last week where we were. Met a lot of important people. Saw a lot of important people. And we were sitting at a banquet in New York Saturday night. And I thought about Miss Johnson. And you look around, if you look around the room where we were, you see all these important people. All of them. A lot of important people. I hope they're saved. But I believe this as I'm standing here. As God looked out of heaven and saw Miss Johnson, he saw a very important person. Make no mistake about it. Anybody knows her or that knew her, you knew that her walk with God was right. You know that her talk with God was right. You know that her look with God was right. You don't know any other Martha. You don't know any other Martha. She did not dwell on her past. She put it behind her. And number four, she served Christ because she was saved. You know what the common factor in all of this? Something happened in 1953 that started her on her way. Are we going to miss her? Yes. Is our hearts heavy? Absolutely. I said this when my mom passed. I miss her every day. It's okay. I'm going to see her again. Something happened in 1953 when she got saved. Jesus came into her heart, saved her. She got baptized. A few years later, she's in the Gary. And it so happened, somebody came by, invited her out to church, and she found her church home. she got saved. She grew. She grew with her walk. She grew in her walk with the Lord. And she knew that salvation was through Jesus alone. If there's one thing I believe, as Martha's, we believe, watching, I believe she would say this. Todd, tell them about Jesus. You know I'm telling the truth. You know that's exactly what she would want. She would say, tell the people about Jesus. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Salvation is something that each and every one of us have to do ourselves. What is your testimony of salvation? Back in 1978, God started knocking on my heart's door. I was at home. I was upstairs watching TV. And God started knocking on my heart's door. And I'll never forget it. I remember getting up and I walked into my sister's room. And that was a no-no. She would have kicked me out if she knew I was in there. But I got up and I walked into my sister's bedroom. And I got on my hands and knees. And I said, Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. Please forgive me for my sins and come into my heart and save me. And folks, let me tell you what Jesus did. I explain it like this all the time. You see kids going to school with their backpacks on. When I got up off my hands and knees, it was as if God took that backpack of sin off of me. When I got up, I knew I was saved. I knew I was on my way to heaven. I knew, John chapter 10, that God had placed me in his hand. And nobody can pluck me out of my Father's hands. Because I'm saved. What is your testimony of salvation? What is your testimony of salvation? I asked a gentleman one time, I said, if you were to stand before God today, and God said, why should I let you into my kingdom? What would you say? And he had the answers that most people come up with. I go to church, and he went down the list. And I said, did you or have you ever asked Jesus to come into your heart? And he stopped and thought. And he said, no. Let me ask you, what is your testimony of salvation? If there's one thing I know Miss Martha wants me to talk about, that's this. What is your testimony of salvation? Are we hurting? The Bible says, so when this corruptible have put on incorruption and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. There's a lot of hurting people in here. It's okay. I'm hurting. But this doesn't have a sting. The sting is gone. The sting is gone. Because of what Jesus did on the cross for our sins. And what he wants us to do. He just wants us to turn from our sin. and to turn to God. To turn from our sin and turn to God. What a testimony that would be. We're not saying goodbye. We're saying, I'll see you later. But that's for those that have trusted Christ as their Savior. If you haven't, grab someone today and say, what was that? When that preacher was speaking, what was he talking about this matter of salvation? Exactly what was he talking about? And we'll tell you how she made it over. We'll tell you why she's at home. It's for us today.